right? We've got Steve Ray, Amanda Weissbaum, Nicholas Arino, and Peter Yim. So, Steve, anytime you want to get us started.
Okay, yeah, let's go ahead and get started. We've got certainly critical component members here, which is good. Okay, so this is just to get some things lined up. In particular, we've got a couple of upcoming sessions on the 4th and the 11th, which Peter has pointed out we might want to get some details squared away. The one on February 4th is the requirement discussion.
Yeah, can I suggest people refresh their pages first before we move on?
Okay. So, yes, preparation on the requirements panel session number 3, which Amanda and
Michael
back,
here.
Hi, Michael.
Michael. Amanda, did you hear back anything from Ralph? I talked to him briefly, and he assured me he would reappear on the scene this week.
He called me, and we talked briefly. He needed a refresher about what the track was about. He did not appear to have any idea. But then he said he hadn't gotten what I had sent out the day before, the survey questions, asked me to resend it to another address, which I did, and I have not heard again. I also suggested to him that if, you know, if he felt that, given our conversation, that the track actually wasn't in line with his interests, and he'd rather, you know, contribute in another way if he wanted to substitute somebody more appropriate, like Dean or something, that would be fine. But he said he would think about that, but I haven't heard anything back.
Did you suggest that he comes to this call? I mean, this is when we coordinate as organizing committee members.
I don't believe that I mentioned the call specifically. I guess I was thinking that was obvious, but that
right, it's obvious. I mean, I did prompt everyone to either show up or send in their regrets, and we have not heard from him since the first time Steve was able to get him to join us for a few minutes.
Right. Now, it's my impression you know, we've had a few rounds of sending various force ontology people through a semi-customized top quadrant training at which Ralph sometimes appears, usually in a way that's unrelated to whenever he was scheduled to appear. And the instructors kind of joke about this, like this is what they expect. This is not at all surprising for them, so... I think that's probably standard route.
Yeah, I think it's just spread too thin.
Yeah, do we want to make any adjustments at this point? In a way, your call, Amanda. We'd like us to support you in trying to find an alternative partner.
I think I would. I think it's suffering a little bit for me from not having a second person.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And and I don't think Ralph's going to be able to do it.
Yeah. Well, you'd mentioned Dean. Do you think we should, what does everyone think? Should we try and pursue Dean either through Ralph or directly as an alternative on that, or... other ideas that people might have? This is a requirement panel, so...
Right, but my only concern about... I mean, I work frequently with Dean and even co-present with him sometimes, and it could be a little bit too cabalish. but maybe more importantly, he's a training deliverer. I do not know that he is involved in
hiring.
hiring, evaluating, but we could very quickly find out from some of the ontology staff at Top Quadrant, from maybe Chip Masters or Lisa Colvin, who actually does that there.
Does the sort of evaluations and all?
Chip has left Top Quadrant, just for your information.
Sorry, who?
Chip left Top Quadrant.
Oh, he did? Oh, okay.
A couple of weeks
ago. I knew that was a possibility. I assume he's heading New Yorkward.
Yep.
But,
exactly. It wasn't Goldman, it was some other financial company, right, Peter?
I forgot. I think it's Goldman. But I forgot.
Was it Goldman Sachs? Anyway, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, Goldman. I don't know if it. I assume he's still there, but Charles Klein, who was another former psych person and for a time ran the ontology department, has been at Goldman at a VP level for a while. So I know he's been trying to pull Chip that way for a long time.
Okay. So
the question really.
Yeah, back to the thing.
Who would you think would be the most helpful? Thinking broadly, it doesn't have to be Top Quadrant, obviously.
I'm actually thinking, so I, you know, one of the things about, I'm sort of thinking through the people that were suggested for analysts, and I don't actually know in most of their cases what their role in that light has been, except I know that Stefano's had opportunity to evaluate many people. But people
hang on there. How good a rapport do you have with Stefano? I mean, he would be ideal. I mean, because we are already sort of too U.S. oriented. So having Stefano who has straddled both sides of both continents, I mean, it's ideal.
The answer is very good.
Oh, fantastic. Then please. I mean, if it's too late in the game and you really need to pick someone you have a rapport with rather than getting assigned someone you've never worked with.
Yes.
So would that be okay with Steve?
I'll type that email as we're going if you want, unless it should come from Steve and...
Well, you can go ahead and do it because you have a relationship with him and go ahead and assert with the support of the Ontology Summit organizing group.
Right, and Stefano is already on our advisory committee, so he's not a stranger.
Okay.
Yeah.
And basically, try and outline to him what we're trying to do in this requirements panel, and hopefully he can jump in the deep end there. Okay, so that's really the main thing right now. Now we have to move on, but I know that Amanda's typing as we are talking here, I guess.
I'll pause it. I'll leave the email open and pause that.
Oh,
so I apologize for being tardy with the other elements of this. I've actually been sick in bed since Friday, but I'm just sort of coming back around. But on the good side, I'm not at work today, so I did get a title at least. Is what are we training for? if that passes muster. Started on an abstract that's basically content that I've typed in before in other parts of the Getting Organized. And then on panelists, I started drafting an invitation and didn't finish it when I got sick. So, but I can finish that today. And if Stefano is going to co-chair with me, then I would, remove him from the panelist list. I'm sure he'll have plenty to say anyway. I I'm somewhat, depending on availability, I did want to add maybe Jennifer Williams, who we had talked about but didn't make it on here, and to that ontology works, or somebody similar. I'm thinking, I don't know if Leo's on the line, but if we have too many people, I'm inclined to drop people who are already heavily involved on the assumption that they will share their thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Sure. No, that makes sense.
Have
you had any feedback from any of these people at this point? They don't know you're lining them up on the panel at this point, do they?
They don't. And so that's also an email I will send right away.
Yeah, we got to get that one out because it's only a week and a half away.
Yeah. I apologize for that again.
What?
Blame fever.
Control.
Yeah, hope you get well soon.
Yeah.
I think given that I can sit up at the computer today, I'm clearly turning some kind of a corner. So
do you see any obstacles then? I mean, it sounds like you have a reasonable handle on the abstract, on basically how you're going to structure the panel. And
yeah.
We've got a good list of invitees, so now I guess it's just a question of contacting them to see if you can put it together.
Yes. And I've obviously, dropped any idea. I will, once I have lined up, I will send them the informal draft of what the survey questions are going to be to get them, sort of help them think about what they want to say. But obviously I won't be asking them to respond to that in any way so that we can then simultaneously get the survey ready and launch it that day. Or just before, but it won't.
Okay.
Given a.
So you're planning to launch your survey on the 4th or just after that?
She doesn't know. I'm the bottleneck now. Sorry, Amanda. I'm just kidding.
Hey, I mean, it this has all been very just in time, and things are bound to need adjustment. But I still think our idea of launching the survey together is good. So, I can be flexible on that. I'm just not counting on that for the panel, except that I will have the informal questions, the draft available to trigger responses. But I mean, in real time, but not I won't count on it being around to. To actually fill out. And Peter, I also realize that there are questions I meant to include that I left out in that. So again, if there's some way I can help with the preparation, if there's form, I mean, any kind of, even if it's XML or, some kind of, text file I can with whatever format that I can type into directly without having access to the tools to get it in exactly what's needed. I can do that.
Yeah, actually, first of all, I have not even started. So if you have other things to add, please just send me an update. That's one. Two is. Although I have my own tools that I've been using for years, I'm more and more inclined to go with SurveyMonkey, which means, I give you the access after I set up the first the sort of skeleton thing. You can go in and edit to it in whatever way you deem fit.
Okay.
Which I think would be more ideal than me going with a sort of semi-proprietary development platform.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah. So that's sort of the latest thought.
I think that one sounds like we got a plan in place there, and so it's not not a lot of uncertainty. That's very good, and thank you, Amanda, for getting better and being able to get better.
You're in my desk.
We're not going to attend the quality panel, which is on the 11th of February, for which, unfortunately, Arturo and Anthony aren't here, but Nicola's here, right? Are you still with us?
Yes.
No, but that's not Arturo and Anthony, but rather this is Barry, Nicola, and Fabian, mainly.
Oh, okay, it's not all together. Okay, it's just the future quality synthesis panel. Future quality panel.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, we haven't decided. Previously, originally, my thinking was the content is present and future, quality is present and future, but turns out, when we got to the content, then most of the ideas would say, let's focus on talking about future. So, it's way open. I mean, that's why we need to coordinate on calls like with a call like this.
Yeah.
But we don't have the forum.
So, Nicola, do you have thoughts on this? Do you have any ideas on who you might want to have as panelists and what you might want to have discussed at this panel?
Unfortunately, I'm completely off because I wasn't able to follow the discussions before. And honestly, I'm finding always I have problems with these telecoms because I wish there was one single document describing the whole thing, and I'm not able to see it. And I don't know honestly what the status of this stuff is. I don't know what Arturo did, and I followed Anthony a little bit. I'm sorry. I decided just to join you today, just to update myself. But I am not able to contribute because I don't know what the status of the work is.
Okay. What are your thoughts on this? You're really good at remembering everything.
Okay. So essentially, Fabian has been sort of most up to date on working on this, and I assume he also works with Barry behind the scene, maybe possibly a little more than with Nicola, maybe not, I'm just guessing. But up to now, Fabian has posed a few sort of survey questions that supposedly is also included in the launch that Amanda would be making. Is that correct, Amanda?
Yes.
Yes. So there are some survey questions intermixed with the quote-unquote Amanda survey. And I guess actually, of all the online discussions, the best discussion has revolved around quality under the thread called Ontology Aptitude Test, which were featured both on Ontolog Forum and on Ontology Summit on both lists, and they have sort of branched out into slightly different directions. But that actually has been an extremely good thread, with lots of ideas and so on. I don't think Fabian has summarized that quite yet, but I truly trust Fabian already has a good idea what this track should be leading us to. And of course, when Barry started, he already had a great idea how he was going to proceed. I'm not so worried about whether they've got the material to talk about, but I am slightly worried about the logistics.
As far as the panelists,
as far as Like if we want a panel discussion, whether we have identified the panelists, whether we want to, we have already invited them, whether he even wants a panel session. I mean, he could, because we have total free reign for the co-champions. I mean, they may not even want to invite panelists or speakers and so on. I mean, we don't know. For example, I mean, in our like survey landscape survey session, I think we had a wonderful time doing most of the stuff on the chat board, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Same with the content session too.
I'm not sure exactly how much we can accomplish today in that case, given that those two individuals are not here. I mean, we do have, 2.5 weeks on this one, right? Before it happened, but
right.
Maybe we should, offline, behind the scenes, sort of, try and make sure or satisfy ourselves that, Dave Fabian and either in concert with, or separately from, Arturo and Anthony are thinking about panelists. And by Fabian, I mean Fabian with Barry in the background. See if they can get that in shape and maybe report back to us by email how that's going so that we can get some progress made between now and next week's organizing call.
Right. Also, the February 11th date was a rescheduled date. I forgot, was it you, Nicola, or was it Barry? One of you could only join for like half the session. Nicola, you remember, because originally it wasn't scheduled, I think it was scheduled on February 18th, and then...
Maybe it was me who had a problem. Now it is scheduled on February
11th. Yes, it is scheduled on February 11th. And then I think on February 11th, one either you or Barry says, you could only join for half the time, so I have to go back.
I see. Maybe it was. I'm presently fine.
Okay, then it must have been Barry.
February 11 at 7:30 European time, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine, so I have no problems. But maybe it was Barry. It was mine after his message, but I guess it was Barry who had problems.
Mm-hmm.
But my problem is, however, that I don't know what the status of this track is right now. I just spoke a couple of questions concerning who's going to accredit, who's going to give certification and so on, and I honestly have no idea about how much this work has been, let's say, prepared, because... Well, still there is this problem of authorities who can issue this kind of certification.
Certification, right? I like them. Yeah. Well, that's true, and that's certainly, I think, a valid topic to be discussing in the panel as well.
Yeah. I have a feeling of, to be honest, I myself, I don't feel that this is so important. This is my own. Maybe you in the States feel, believe that this is more important. I don't know.
Well
in Europe, there is on a time by time, on a off basis, the people... People check, let's say, the authority of the body who does the certification, and that is, for instance, I was by email, and my last message, I was a little bit criticizing an advertisement which circulated on an ontology course on thematic technologies. just because it was not clear at all who the qualification of the instructors, and there was no name, only a generic endorsement by SCI, Semantic Technologies International, and the only name appearing there was Dieter Stenzel, and a company which is on set. And, well, this is not enough to, let's say, I don't think it is fine to attract people promising a kind of certification just on the basis of this,
Branding. Image,
just on the basis of, you know, generic branding, you know, operation.
Well, that's
very good, because if you say this is not good, I say it is not good, on which basis should we provide a more rigorous way of let's say, well, first of all, making it public, let's say, transparency of the way the costs are provided and so on. Well, it's a mess. Now, I myself, I never really.
Well, these are, I think, all exactly the topics which would make for a good panel. I mean, whether one should turn to a trade association, it could be IAOA, or should there be a testing process for official, you know, legal licensing, which is adopted by various authorities. Those are exactly the questions, I think. I think it's certainly a topic which will gather some interest, only because, I don't know how many of you read the New York Times, but I was reading this weekend about this horrible series of, this whole article about radiation treatment for cancer. And it turns out the software that is supplied by Varian is not all that intuitive to use, and the operators don't pay as much attention perhaps as they should, and they end up overexposing occasional, not many, but some patients. And then one has to ask the question, well, where's the liability? Is it in the software program that's controlling the radiation equipment or whatever? So I think, you know, this kind of question is always going to pop up about certification of software or certification of oncologists. So it bears discussion, at least, I think. And there can be opinions, and the conclusion may be it's too early or something. But I think that's where we're coming from. And I know that's what Barry feels quite passionate about. So I think there will be a lively discussion on all sides of this issue.
But I think you kind of maybe expressed the right, Steve, by saying, you know, an alternative should be, is it, you know, too early for some of these, some aspects of this discussion. But I think maybe some people feel that it's kind of going in that direction, that's actually one outcome is to actually have such a registration process. Whereas I think if we maybe scale down, and so the intended outcome is, you know, can have several possibilities here.
Yeah.
I think it kind of scares some people, the idea of if the deliverable is to come up with a certification program. I think that scares a lot of people.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, I think the whole point of, obviously, the summative discussion of the issues, and if we decide, maybe it is too early, that this is still a research topic, then so be it. That can be brought out.
Because I think, like, it's one thing to say, you know, can we come to some agreement on, you know, common curricula for various kinds of programs, and have the objective being such a common, you know, curricula, maybe, you know, cut up in different ways. I think people could kind of say, yeah, I think we, you know, that's an achievable sort of milestone. But that next step, I think, to actually come to an agreement about registration, about, you know, having this more formal licensing, I think that's a little less certain.
Yeah. Well, certainly, the community is obviously discussing even trying to find good examples of ontologies in practical systems is perhaps symptomatic of the fact that it's not exactly a mainstream technology yet. And if it's not mainstream yet, maybe it is too early.
Well, yes.
I think, yeah.
In my opinion,
well, that's
he's on this tonight.
Sure, go ahead.
Commenting, was it Michael Rodriguez?
Yes. Yes.
Ah, yes, okay. Hi, Mike. Yeah, I agree with you. Indeed, at this time, what counts more, in my opinion, if I stood higher, I'm sorry, what I want to test, besides, you know, official formalization, official certifications, I would like to get the list of the processes and check the people, check the universities. So if the content providing system is transparent enough, and so that the people can really check and get an idea of what kind of content the people have been exposed, then let's say the certification process is less urgent right now, because what is important is to make sure that the people really were exposed to the right content by the right people and by the right institutions, and get enough, enhanced experiences and this kind of thing. So formalizing too much the whole issue, just focusing on the certification institution rather than on the kind of content, teaching content, learning content that the people have been exposed to, maybe is just too premature right now.
Yeah, well, we're discussing the actual content of the panel at this point, which is not what we're supposed to be doing. Let's leave it at that. Do we want to keep it on the 11th, or was the background suggestion that we want to entertain doing it a week later? Is that what you were getting at, Peter?
No. Originally, it was scheduled a week later, then it didn't work out because in terms of availability. So we are stuck on this date.
Okay. So I'd say at this point, all we can do is perhaps
to put some time into it this week or something. Yeah.
During the week, maybe I'll send an email to Fabian to sort of inquire, and maybe Nicola, I'll CC you on that, and if you want to chime in, I'm basically just saying we've got to, here are some of the topics we're discussing, and let's line up some panelists. I think Barry will want to be engaged probably in that.
But I think, Steve, it'll be also important to frame beforehand the meeting's questions, right? That session's
okay.
Questions, right? One question should be, is it premature or, to have such a certification process, as opposed to having the question being, what is the certification process, or what will it be, which presumes that we already have agreed that it's appropriate at this time. If we kind of broaden the scope of that discussion to include a discussion of whether or not certification is even something that's desirable right now, I think that might it'll certainly make for a more dynamic session.
Right. Okay.
But
if
it's not explicitly part of the charter of that session, then I think a lot of people are going to feel kind of squeezed out.
Okay.
Yes, Steve, rather than you emailing Fabian directly, could you put that email thread onto the organizing committee? There are only a few of us, and I think it affects other tracks as well, or I mean at least other tracks are interrelated, like current status of quality and so on, but with specifically addressing this issue of setting up the quality panel to Fabian, Nicola and Barry, but leaving that discussion on the organizing committee list rather than private email, I think we could all sort of get synchronized and move forward faster that way.
then that gives everyone else on this call the opportunity
to jump
express their opinion on that. And that might be a good way to get the momentum going, broadening the question.
Right, right. It's just like an extension of this meeting asynchronously.
Right. So what I'd ask is for people to chime in when I put that question out there to come in with your opinions on that, Nicola or Michael, whatever, so that we can keep that option alive. Okay?
Okay.
All right, I will do that later today after this call. Next item on the agenda, then, let's catch up. And actually, I'm looking forward to this because I'm getting a little confused myself on where we stand on all the various surveys, what surveys we have, what stage each of them is in, and, what deadlines or whatever are expected. So, since Arturo and Anthony aren't around, Peter, do you know what the state is with their survey?
First, their survey is out. As of last meeting, Arturo said that he has received like 15 or so good responses. I think he mentioned something like 30 or 40 total responses, but a lot of them are sort of not pertinent material. Or people just say, they're not offering training or things like that. But
is there a deadline on that one?
The deadline is February 15th. So we have a few weeks from that yet.
That was the one that was released on the 13th of January, is that correct?
I forgot exactly the date. There's only one that is released.
Your wiki page on Ontology Summit 2010. Where in your what's new, you're listing your
event. Then that's it. That's the one.
Okay.
We have talked about re-announcing it at the same time as we put out the requirements ones. It'll be more clear that there's branching relevance.
Exactly. Yeah. So
that would help, yeah.
So as a roundup, to answer Steve, your question, there are three surveys planned. The first one is the survey of people who are offering training now. Let me call it the Arturo survey. The second one is the one that are looking at requirements and maybe a little bit on quality as well. And let me call that the Amanda survey. And the third one, the third one is the real-time Delphi study. That looks into sort of future possibilities and the land and landscapes, and let's call that the Elizabeth survey. So there are three of them. The first one is already launched. The second one is stuck at Peter, which he promises to work on it today. And the third one actually is already, the questionnaire is already prepared and circulated for review and feedback, and for which I have not received any feedback from this committee. The plan is by the time the Amanda survey and the Elizabeth survey is ready to roll out, we will prepare another covering page. Chances are it's going to be on the wiki as well, that we point people to, and that will explain clearly if you are a sort of educator of ontologists, and please take survey one and survey three. If you are a potential employer or whatever, please take survey two and survey three and things like that, so that we properly channel people to take the right things and provide the answers. So that's
and
sort of generally.
The second survey is scheduled nominally to be released around the 4th of February then, is that right?
No, the original plan was, the original target was that we released it like 2 days ago. We're not ready to release it right now, yes. But I guess if we delayed for a few days, hopefully we are actually ready to release sometime within this week, or maybe even within the next few days, but then we have a choice on whether or not to release it. The general line should still be around like February 15th or maybe at the most a week after that, because then people we will have to collect the information and further analyze and synthesize it, write it up, study cross impacts and so on, and that is some work. And hopefully that work can be done before maybe 1 or 2 weeks, 1 week, at least 1 week before the summit, face-to-face, workshop, so that, we get a first round of review on what dropped out of the survey, rather than waiting until the face-to-face to see exactly what came out, and then it would be too difficult to synchronize across three different things. So February 15th is sort of a presumed deadline to close the survey, and if we work backwards, actually February 4th would probably be a bit late to launch Survey 2 and Survey 3. I'm still hoping we could do it sooner, maybe before the end of this month, so that at least we give people 2 weeks to respond. But of course, after we launch on February 4th, Amanda, I mean, you definitely want to re-emphasize and re-encourage people and answer questions if they have on the survey.
Okay.
That's my take.
So, yeah, it's true that we're not that far away from March, in the sense that we want to give people time to answer the survey and still have a little time to accommodate those answers before the face-to-face on March 15th. So time is creeping up on us here.
Yep.
Okay. Does anyone have any other questions about that? It sounds like it's all happening. So that can help. I thank you for that, Peter, that whole education, because I was starting to lose track a little bit myself.
Right. Actually, even Survey 2 is lined up. I mean, the thing that the part that stuck with me is mechanical. It's putting Amanda's and Fabian's questions onto an online form. So as far as the work is concerned, I mean, we've made huge. I mean, there's a huge amount of work done.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's keep moving then. In that case, to the next item on the agenda, which is the issue of the rosters, the organizing, advisory, and committees, and then the co-sponsors. I think here, Peter, you're just paraphrasing what the intent is for membership in the organizing committee versus membership in the advisory committee, and the idea being that if you're going to be actively involved, an organizing committee role is appropriate. If you're really going to just watch and not really jump in, then we would like to have people perhaps be in the advisory committee as still being interested, but not necessarily as actively involved. That's the way I kind of see it.
Right, right. This was brought forth from previous sessions, so didn't add any.
One issue is I know that it's something that I've a little bit dropped, and Amanda, I had a question for you. We were going to work on a phrasing of a sponsorship solicitation letter. You may have forgotten about that, but it's on my list. Do you recall that?
I remembered that I was going to take a look and see if I have had any comments, and it just dropped in the light of.
Understood. Did you want to still do that? Because then if you want to take a quick look, then we can pick it up from there and start considering who we might want to target for.
I think it probably shouldn't wait for me at this point.
All right, I'll take another look. I haven't actually looked at it myself either, but what about any ideas, anyone, for who we might want to approach for sponsorship? Peter, do you think we should just send that out in general, or should we do a little bit of targeted email?
Actually, my original suggestion was to send out an email to the Ontology Summit list, because our previous co-sponsors are all there, and then one says that if they were previously already signed up, then they we are going to relist them unless they opt out, and then we solicit anyone else who is interested and give them a format to indicate their intentions. Namely, I mean, who is the organization, give us the URL, give us a key contact, and so on. And then when I was working on the survey, it finally dawned on me, I should have mentioned that, and it slipped my mind, because it was a few years ago, that actually we were quite successful in the survey by asking people, I mean, sort of at the end of the survey, saying if your organization are willing to endorse this the goal of this and support, list yourself, and then we give them the form to fill in. I mean, the URL, the name of the institution, and so on and so forth. Amanda, actually, when you were reviewing the previous survey, you probably saw that at the end of the survey, the 2007 survey. So we might want to add that too. And I think that's it. I mean, it's not elaborate, because if we start with those who are already listed, we already have a phenomenal list. I mean, the list is really good. I mean, it included the Apply Ontology Journal, University of Toronto, and NIST, and all these people, I mean, which are great. So it's just, again, I mean, I think it's just something mechanical that needs to be done.
Yeah, I think it's not an either or. In fact, I think an and is a good idea.
Right.
The advantage, obviously, of the survey is people are presumably somewhat engaged when they're reading it, so that they might be more inclined to say, yeah, this is good stuff, and so they'll sign up. And we still have the two levels of sponsorship, in the sense that one is simply an endorsement implication, and the other is actually saying, hey, yeah, I'd be willing to chip in for, say, refreshments or something like that, right?
I would almost drop the second one and just ask for endorsements of the spirit of the summit, because we're not asking for money or even a lot of money. So I think the second one, I'm asking people to chip in for coffee, will just do it on a personal basis. If no one is willing, then everybody pays for their own coffee. I don't think it's a showstopper. And we probably don't even want to mix that message into the solicitation. So that's my suggestion.
Is the list for the endorsement request?
Right. Suggesting what?
You're suggesting that we use the Ontolog invitation list for this broadcast request for endorsement, is that correct?
Either way, we could do it with the Ontology Summit list, and then forward that summit list to invitation.
All right.
That's one way to do it. Or at least, I mean, start with the summit list, because I mean that is the captured audience who is interested in this or in this summit, and then all our advisors are already on that list as well. I also promised making up an advisors list. Maybe after that you could also send another special message to the advisors list and say, we really want your organization to be on the co-sponsor list as well.
Okay. I'll take that action to take another look at those previous drafts, and I'll send one around perhaps to the organizing committee for sign-off, essentially, when I've rephrased it appropriate for this year, and then send it on out, okay?
I don't even think that's necessary. I mean, if you looked at the previous year's message, I mean, there's nothing in the message except that if you support the spirit of this, I mean, just give us and allow us to print your name, say so.
I'll just do it.
Right. I think that's probably quicker.
Okay.
I mean, if anything, I mean, if we want to engage the organizing committee people, we might as well engage them in things that are material, like making sure the surveys sound right, we're asking the right questions, and things like that.
Okay, let's move on. Status review and the online discussion. Let's maybe just touch base very quickly here on this one. How people feel the discussions are going in the respective co-champion roles. So whether it's content, quality, or requirement, those of you who are online anyway, let's see, Michael, I guess, is the first in that list who's on the call. How do you feel about the discussions going in terms of content?
So part of it's on Leo and I. We have to kind of incorporate comments from the chat session from last time. So that's still something that's outstanding on from our side. Although I have been a little surprised, given how active that meeting was, and particularly the chat session, there has been zero activity since then. Now, I'm not really sure if people are waiting for us to update things, or maybe people aren't clear as to how they can contribute. I mean, we emphasized a lot in that meeting. So, what I can do is send out another note just to kind of remind people to kind of actively edit and or, you know, post some of the comments that they're not seeing reflected in the current draft. I might just have to remind people about that.
Maybe a very succinct with a couple of key items to remind them of what those were, something like that.
Yeah.
You know, don't try and be comprehensive and long about it, but just a memory jog for people who will see it and say, oh, yeah, I meant to do that, and then they'll do it.
Right. Yeah, I think something like that has to be done.
Yeah. Okay, Barry and Fabian aren't in, so we can't really ask them. Amanda, any thoughts on that, even though you've been sick?
I've been neglecting it. There hasn't been much going on, but I haven't kicked it.
This is somewhat the same pattern we've seen in past years, but it's out of sight, out of mind kind of thing, I think, that people...
Yeah.
And they're not focused as much. Peter, are you feeling any concerns in this regard with respect to the more distant future requirement?
What was the question again? I'm sorry.
In terms of the sort of your pulse on the online discussion with respect to the your area you're championing, do you feel the discussion is non-existent or stagnating, or it's active and healthy?
Okay, I think things are very healthy. As I mentioned during Michael's session, this year actually we have four sort of channels of input. The list being one, the wiki being another, the panel sessions with the chat being a third, and the surveys are the fourth.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, if you ask Barry would say, number one, that the mailing lists are totally useless and distracting. So the fact that we don't have a lot of those, of course, it does not reflect very well, but it's not that bad. And if any of the champions want to get some conversation going, they could start a thread and some people might respond. The wiki entries are minimal, and that's always been what we were seeing. And hence, I mean, we were designing the survey anyway because we hardly ever had lots of people going in and editing and providing inputs on wikis from the time we started with the wiki 7 or 8 years ago. So I'm not surprised. But the wiki page is good in that the champions can use it as a workspace to synthesize things and post them, which actually I did by clustering some of the inputs received at the panel sessions and posted it there, which I think was useful because it allows me to have one place to sort of post-synthesized stuff. And then the last thing is I'm putting a lot of hope on the surveys because, I mean, that is a structured way to get input. Of course, we try to use the panel session chatbot as a semi-structured way to do it, but the surveys are actually the structured way to get it, and I'm actually very hopeful. That's
okay. All right.
I don't know. I mean, I would like to see if others agree.
It sounds reasonable.
Yeah, let's not be distant to death. I think if we feel we are doing the best we can at this point, let's just keep moving forward on that. So I'd like to get to the last item on the agenda, which is logistics, and this is something I intend to take a bit of action on myself. Basically, as we are getting closer to the March time frame, I need to be touching base with NIST again about things like registration for the face-to-face meeting, and that always seems to take longer than we hope. So I'll just be taking that action as well as talking about other logistical issues, not specifically to do with the Anthology Summit, with NIST, like foremost, for those of you who are involved in that. Other than registration, are there any questions people have or concerns? Because I think that's really the issue there. We intend to have it exactly the same layout and location and everything as the past 2 years now, so that we're ironing out the creases on that. I don't think there's going to be a lot of issues in that regard. So I'll just take that action. In fact, as soon as this call's over, I'll try and reach NIST and see if they can, where they stand on the registration page. I imagine they haven't probably started yet, but this will be a forcing function for them.
Yeah. As I listed on the agenda, all I'm asking is, I mean, now that we're getting close, maybe we should start putting some milestones that we can track, and I suggest we target to start registration of the face-to-face, say, within the first week of February, which means we are, what, a week and a half away.
Right, exactly.
Do we have a week and a half to get this done?
That's, I think, correct. Well, I don't know if they'll have it ready that soon, but I'll certainly see if I can get them to do it.
Right, right. So even if we launch the registration at the end of the first week, we only have about 4 weeks, 4 or 5 weeks for people to register,
right.
So which is not a huge amount of time.
Not a huge, right. That's true. Okay, I will take that action. Are there any other topics that people want to bring up at this point? While I type in my task to myself here. Okay, well, in that case, maybe that's enough.
Oh, plenty.
You've been at it an hour. That's a good length of time to stop.
Yes.
Any other questions? If not, I would suggest we adjourn. We're going to be, let's see, this Thursday we don't have a call. Is that right, Peter, or do you fill up my calendar?
This Thursday we don't have a call.
Right. So the next meeting will be our organizing call a week from now, which I personally may have difficulty attending because I'm going to be at an Open Smart Grid meeting in San Francisco, but I'll see what I can do, but I don't count on me, I'll tell you now. Okay?
All right.
Everyone good then? All right. So thank you all for attending, tying up those loose ends, and we'll talk next week, at least some of us.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks all. Bye.
Bye.